Has now commenced. It is February 11, 2026. The time is 6 p.m. This meeting is being held through a hybrid format. As we continue our efforts in meeting remotely and in person, we ask all commissioners and guests who are joining us virtually to mute yourselves until called upon to speak. To avoid feedback and background noise, for those who have dialed in using the call-in number to unmute to speak, dial *6 on your phone. Also, prior to speaking, please announce who you are to identify yourself. As a reminder, this meeting is being recorded. We ask that you only use the chat function to request to speak or to announce that you are leaving the meeting so that we can track quorum. Also, in order to comply with state open meeting law, attendance and votes will be done by roll call using audio, not using the chat function. Go ahead and take a roll call. William Burks.
Present.
Terry Byron.
Present.
John Curtis actually let us know he's going to be out today. Bruce Hayes.
Present.
You. Rocio Carey.
Present.
Marshall Woolhead.
Present.
Lorraine Obregón. Harlan Ruiz.
Present.
Thank you. Tom Tunks. And Alan Young.
Present.
Okay.
All right. So we'll go ahead and call this meeting to order there. And Bruce, if we could have the invocation, please.
Father, we come to you in your holy and precious name. We ask you that you provide us with wisdom, knowledge, and understanding that we may run this meeting in a manner fitting your presence. And we pray this in your name. Amen.
Thank you for that. All right. So item 3, introduction of guests. So we'll go ahead and start with Maria, or is it Floyd, I guess, that will be speaking for the VA?
Well, he's not WA,
but
Floyd's on. Yeah. I think he's unmuted.
Hello? Can anybody hear me?
We can hear you.
All right. Good evening, everyone. My name is Floyd Selznick, Chair, committee members, distinguished partners. I'm honored to be serving on the commission with the Arizona Veterans Service Advisory Commission, representing Southern Arizona. So it's a privilege, esteemed privilege to be invited to you all and to work alongside a committee that's deep rooted and committed to improving the lives of veterans and their families in Tucson. So a little bit about the commission. The Arizona Veterans Service Advisory Commission serves as a bridge between Arizona veteran community and state leadership. So our mission is to advise the governor and director of the Arizona Department of Veterans Services on issues impacting veterans, service members, and their families across the state. So our work, focus on ensuring that Arizona remains responsive, accessible, effective in meeting and evolving needs of those who have served. Specifically, our commission, we advise on policy recommendations, legislative priorities affecting veterans. We also identify gaps and barriers in access to VA and state benefits and services. We also review and elevate veteran concerns, grievances, and systematic challenges. We support improvements in areas such as healthcare, mental health, housing, employment, education, and transitioning services. So one thing that the Director of Veterans Services, he is very, very strong about is homelessness. You'll see that a lot on his website, but I just want to highlight that out there. So we help strengthen collaboration between state agencies, local government, nonprofits, and community partners. I also used to work at the Department of Economic Security, supporting veterans in that capacity. So as a representative here, I'm based here in Tucson, but my outreach extends throughout the region, including Yuma, rural areas, and underserved communities. So a key part of my role ensures that the voice of veterans outside of major urban centers are heard and represented at the state level. Throughout community engagement, resource fairs, stakeholders meetings, direct interaction with veterans and their families, I work to connect the veterans with available resources and benefits, identify emerging needs, service gaps. I just reached out to a veteran who contacted me yesterday by the way of Terry Byron. Thank you for that. So we're working on some concerns. So I welcome the opportunity to collaborate and carry on those concerns forward. Most importantly, I want to express that I'm committed to serving the veterans and families of the Southern Arizona with accessibility, responsiveness, and accountability, to highlight accountability. So, yup, you know, the veterans, you know, you earned our respect. That's what we're here for, very rooted advocacy, and, you know, you earned it. So thank you all as far as the committee here for the work that you do, and I look forward to serving alongside of you and supporting the endeavors. Penny, any questions? That's all I have, but I'm open to any questions.
No questions, but this is Terry Byron. Thanks for joining the call tonight, Floyd.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. Wonderful. And I don't think we have any of our other guests besides Floyd, right?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So we'll move on to item 4, approval of the legal action report from our meeting January 14, 2026. Do we have any questions or comments on that? Can we get a first on that?
I make a motion that we accept the report as written. Bruce Hayes.
Okay. Al Young, second.
Thank you, Alvin. All right, roll call.
William Burks.
Yes.
Terry Byron.
Yes.
Bruce Hayes.
Yes.
Lucille Carey.
Yes.
Marshall Woyner?
Yes.
Lorraine Obregón?
Yes.
Marlon Ruiz?
Yes.
Tom Phelps?
Oh, Maria.
Alan Young?
Yes.
Passes 8-0.
8-0. All right. And it looks like we have Maria Olant from the VA. So go ahead, Maria. Ready when you are.
Great. Just want to make sure, should I share my screen for the updates then?
Sure.
Okay, great. Hold on 1 second. I want to make sure you all can see it. Minimize you guys. Okay. All right. Okay. Again, I'm Maria Nguyen. I'm the Southern Arizona VA Healthcare System Interim Director. A lot of activities have been occurring this last month and this month. So, again, this will be included in the minutes, but definitely want to acknowledge that this week, Valentine's Week, is normally our, as the VA, the National Salute to Veteran Patients Week. So do want to celebrate all of you, because you are not only veterans yourselves, but also contribute to saluting our veterans each and every day with the work that you all do too. So we have various events this week, and today was actually our community event that we had to bring in even more community partners to help us throughout the year. So definitely have some activities. I think Dusty from the NHL team came yesterday to visit us, and then we'll have a couple more kind of giveaways over the next few days. We did touch upon this last meeting, but we did have our groundbreaking ceremony for the new replacement Yuma VA outpatient clinic. The current clinic is still active and going, but we did break ground. The OnVita healthcare system will be building the building, but it will be run by the VA. Again, really appreciate that it'll be a 30,000 square foot building, that will hopefully open the summer of 2027. So if you didn't make it to the groundbreaking, we'll definitely be inviting all of you to the opening of the clinic. Right. The chapel. We also had a chapel grand opening at the main medical center here. It's in the old space that the Veteran Experience Patient Advocate Office was in. So we've built that out, and it was a lovely ceremony. And it's open for all veteran use and caregiver use. We've gotten a lot of compliments from both veterans and caregivers that it is a very welcoming space. So on behalf of all the chaplains, we invite you to come on by and take a visit. All right. And then we talked about the mental health open house that we normally have. The next one coming up is Thursday, February 19th at 10 a.m. Again, on the main campus in building 4, our main conference room. So, you're welcome to RSVP at the number provided. Okay. And then we're still looking for volunteer drivers for Sierra Vista and Yuma. And I did really want to note, we have been alerted at a national level that there is an ongoing scam, text messaging and email. Unfortunately, they're using various email handles and numbers that they're calling from, so we can't pinpoint, and this is not local to Savitt Hicks. This is on a national scale. We have yet to experience it personally at Savitt Hicks or Southern Arizona, but wanted to kind of make sure that you all get the message out to your fellow veterans and also to all of you. If you're not expecting a message from the VA and you get something suspicious about benefits, resources, especially if they're asking for payment or personal information, please, please check with the local VA. Obviously, your clinical team, if they are saying that they're texting you or emailing you on behalf of their clinical team, but there's also these national numbers here that you can just contact to help verify if you do get a suspicious message. So please make sure you are aware. Okay. All right. And then we've talked about this in the past. I believe those are our major updates. Again, a lot of community activity this last month. I know many of you are aware of our National Creative Arts Festival that the VA holds every year, and across the country there were over 7,000 entries and 4,500 veterans across all the facilities. We were lucky enough, Savitt Hicks veterans received 10 national level medals, so there'll be a ceremony in D.C., but again, I think many of you have participated or helped, so just wanted to make sure you all saw some of the outcomes from that.
Okay.
Awesome. Yeah. We did have another homeless veteran surge event at the beginning of January. We were able to help many veterans again with meals and also trying to connect them to housing and urban development opportunities throughout the community. Okay. And again, those are just the numbers that you can continue to contact if you do continue to find opportunities for us to connect with homeless veterans. Okay. Again, a lot of donations from the community, a lot of thanks, Sunflower Community Veterans, the Fort Lowell Military Order of Purple Heart, American Legion Auxiliary Post 66, definitely the DAV, and then as we said, we've been reaching out into the various communities. So while we were at the Yuma groundbreaking, we took the opportunity to also have the Veteran Engagement Resource Fair, and over 100 veterans were able to attend and walk through. So it was really nice to meet the veterans face-to-face in Yuma at the end of last month. Again, renovations and construction progressing very positively. I know I've been showing you, flat surfaces and then into the metal frames, but the ED now has a floor slab and the roof's working out and ceilings and the ceiling utilities are being worked on right now. And then for building 80, the primary care and the clinic or primary care clinic building with some of the outpatient clinics, again, still on track to expand. And I believe we've completed most of the steel framework at this point. So we'll be filling in some of the elevator area and installing flooring and painting walls soon. So really excited that both those major projects are moving forward as scheduled. Okay. And then the rest is normally what I present to you all for veteran information and resources. So are there any initial questions?
Wonderful. Well, thank you so much, Maria, as always. Thank you for that information. And thank you for those scams because, you know, we're always worried about those, especially when you get a note saying, oh, your eligibility and benefits and stuff are at stake. So thank you for that.
Yes, of course. All right. Have a wonderful night, everybody.
Bye, everyone. And thank you to all our guests to come and tell us about your programs and everything again. Let's see here. Okay. So now item four. No, we did that. Item five, the treasurer's report. Terry.
All right. This is Terry Byron, and I'll make it simple. Beginning balance, $1,669.19. No money in, no money out. So guess what the balance is? $1,669.19. We will have an expense for the band of $150 for Fort Chaplin, but that'll show up on the February statement next month.
Any questions or comments? All right. Can we get first on that?
Al Young makes a motion to accept.
Bruce Hayes seconds.
Yes.
William Burks.
Yeah.
Terry Byron.
Yes.
Bruce Hayes.
Yes.
Rocio Carey.
Yes.
Marshall Wohider.
Yes.
Lorraine Obregón.
Yes.
Tom Tubbs. And Alan Young.
Yes.
Treasurer's report passes 8-0.
Okay. Now on to item six, the savings checking account for our Veteran Affairs Committee.
Oh, yes. So we received a notification that Wells Fargo is changing their policies. And since we don't maintain a $2,000 plus balance in our checking account, they want to start charging us for the account of $15 a month. So I asked them what our options were, and they said, well, you could open up a savings account with a minimum $300 balance monthly to avoid the $5 fee. So we need to have it in the minutes that we can go ahead and open up a savings account to replace the checking account at Wells Fargo Bank. So I will make a motion that we open up the savings account to save those funds at Wells Fargo. And the people in charge of the account, what do they call it, the trustees, are Chairperson Rosie O'Carey and Treasurer Terry Byron.
Lorraine Obregón has her hand up.
Yes, Lorraine.
Yes, thank you, Chair, and thank you, Amari. I apologize for the camera issue. I don't know what's going on, but that's the first time I've had that. So just for clarification, Terry, if you don't mind, you mentioned that it would be $15 a month, and then when you further explained about the savings account, you said it's $5. So is it a $5 charge if we don't maintain the savings, which I think is a great idea, but or is it a $15 charge? I'm not sure.
So I'll do a point of order first for to have a discussion on the motion. I need a second.
I'll literally second.
Thank you. So to clarify, there won't be any fees because we have $300 in the bank at all times for the savings account. So they waive the $5 fee. That's why we want to open up the savings account.
Is that that's all I needed to know. Yes, thank you for that, Terry, for the clarification, because initially you said 15. I just want to clarify. And, yes, I'm familiar with how banks are, so that would be perfect because we always have $300 in savings and should maintain that $300. Otherwise, did they tell you, I guess if you don't maintain that, then they're going to charge $5? Is
correct.
That correct? Okay.
Correct.
That's all.
And it's more doable, the 200.
Three is way more doable than 2,000.
We got your first, your second, so we need a roll call on it.
William Burks.
Yes.
Terry Byron.
Yes.
Bruce Hayes?
Yes.
Rocio Carey?
Yes.
Marshall Woolheater?
Yes.
Lorraine Obregón?
Yes.
Marlon Ruiz?
Yes.
Tom Tunks? And Alan Young?
Yes.
Thank you. Passes 8-0.
All right. Okay, so now on to our committee reports. Do we have anyone that can give an update on the Arizona Veterans Memorial Cemetery?
I can.
Yes, it's Terry.
Terry can. I got a copy of the minutes from January, and so the count cemetery administration update is November had 69 interments, 43 veterans, 1 guardsman, 25 dependents, 9 burial urns, 9 casketed, 51 columbariums, and a total of 5,718 total interred. Missing in America project is April 18th at 10 a.m. A construction kickoff meeting is scheduled for January 14th. Tanya will let us know how many benches remain and ask that benches not be sold during construction. Once construction is complete, Tanya will look at the foundation providing trees, et cetera, and all of the service emblems will be reinstalled after the expansion construction. So I'm not sure exactly what construction they are speaking of. It doesn't mention that. Okay. Any questions? Great. Arizona Department of Veterans Services. Oh, sorry, Lorraine, you had your hand up, or is that from earlier?
My apologies. On my end, it's not showing it's up. So, yeah, did that take it down?
Yes, it did.
Okay, perfect. I apologize.
No worries. Okay. So on the military lounge in Operation Exodus, Terry?
Yeah. So Nicole sent me an email talking about the Project Exodus. We had approximately 1,000 soldiers this year. The personnel, the push mission was the personnel at Fort Huachuca stated that everything went great and that there were no issues. The central gallery space conference room we held them in was perfect and they greatly appreciated the snacks. The pull mission, the personnel at Fort Huachuca stated that this year's pull mission was a tremendous success and that they were thankful for our support. So I also asked her to provide a number of visitors to the military lounge, but she wasn't able to provide that this time. So I hope next month we can get that number so we know how much traffic goes through there.
All right, Dan. So now, Ida, or any questions there before we continue? 74 chaplain ceremony again, Ms. Terry. So I want to thank everybody that was present at the 4 chaplain ceremony. Our chairperson did an amazing job as MC. The band sounded great. We had a lot of participation and a lot of attendees. So that was really, thank you all for your support with that. Chaplain Zink, who is one of the original people, staff from the VA hospital that used to host it at the VA hospital, came over and personally thanked me for our continued efforts of keeping this event going. So, again, thank you guys for your support, and we'll do it again in February next year.
Marshall, I'd just like to comment. I also attended the 4th ceremony, and these two lovely ladies, they did an awesome job. I mean, no complaints from anybody. I didn't hear no bad talking about nobody. And it was a nice day, and it was a very good ceremony.
Well, and we had two World War II veterans present. Yes. We had Walter Ram, and we had, I can't remember his name, the other guy, that was present. So that was really amazing that they were able to get out. I know Walter Ram is 102.
Yeah.
So it was really great to see him out and about.
Thank you.
Okay. All right. So now item 8, the back social media presence. Any questions or comments on that? Terry, great job for posting a lot of our events on there. I see you on there. So thank you very much for keeping us on there. All right. Anything else? Item 9, outreach to the mayor and council. Any questions or comments there? Okay. Yes, Lorraine.
Yes, thank you, Chair. Lorraine Obregon here, Gold Star Mother VAC Secretary. Do we have an update as to when they were going to attend or if the mayor was going to send somebody? I know the last meeting we had the conversation. And thank you, Amari and Francisco, for getting that email over to the mayor. But do you know if there's any updates as to when a representative or the mayor herself would attend?
Not yet. She did request the chair for every commission, so I'm not sure how her team's going to – because they want to eventually have her join each commission, but the city of Tucson has over 50 commissions. So I'm not sure how they're going to split her time up for that. So not yet. She did get all of the our chair's information and the VA, but no schedule yet on when they're going to have somebody sitting. But hopefully soon, I'll definitely keep you guys posted once they come up with a day that they'll come visit us.
Thank you for that question, Lauren.
Thank you.
Okay. All right, so item 10, fundraising. And I know, Terry, you've got an awesome reminder for us.
I do. So I have the flyer here for the Night of Wine this coming Sunday. It's the day after Valentine's Day. Chocolate is half off at all the stores then, so you can buy chocolate and bring your significant other or love interest to February 15th and participate in our fundraiser at 4:30, February 15th. The RSVP date has passed, but it was really just to make sure that we had enough charcuterie boards present. Otherwise, once those are gone, then the price per person drops to $25. And, again, we collect $10 from all the monies that we collect. So please come on out. I do have a total of 13 RSVPs, and I ask that if you RSVP'd and you haven't paid in advance, please show up. If you pay in advance and you no show, well, good for us. So, but I'm depending on how much we get and everybody attending, we're looking at least $150 if we get to 15 people. So right now, if everyone attends, we have $130 that we will make on that fundraiser. The venue, Arizona Wine Collective at St. Philip's Plaza, they will also help promote it internally as customers come in. If they request a wine tasting that they offer, they will encourage them to step to the back room and join us and support us by buying it for $25 and donating $10 to us. So hopefully we'll get some extra people that way. So see you all Sunday.
Thank you for that. Okay, so now item 11, the Veterans Day Parade Memorials.
So this is Terry Byron. I don't have any updates for the Veterans Day Parade yet. I know it'll be on November 11th at 11. The route will be the same because the construction isn't finished downtown yet. And so, again, they'll be looking for sponsors. And once I get that information, if you know somebody who would like to sponsor the event, it would be awesome.
Should we separate the Veterans Day and then the memorials? Or get them together?
No, because the memorials are really at the Keno Veteran Park are taken care of. But I'm sure Al has something to say about the Mosaic Quarter.
Yeah.
So maybe we need to separate it to be Mosaic Quarter.
Okay.
Memorial Garden or something.
All right. Alan, do you have any updates on the memorials?
Yes. Al Young here. We're actually going to be meeting with the CEO and Vice CEO. And trying to find it on my calendar here. I believe it is the 20, 5th or the 26th of February. I'm going to have to go back and find the email now. But they are reassuring us that the project is moving forward. They haven't forgotten us. They've just been overwhelmed with all the project development and everything going on out there. It's actually moving, I think, faster than what they had anticipated, which is probably a good sign for them. And we will, the last meeting that we had with them, they were asking for some concepts of what we would like the memorial area to look like. So again, we're going to have to review their plans, find out how much space we have to work with, and go from there. So once we know how much space we actually have to work with.
Excellent. Thank you for that.
And it's the 25th, Al. I've got it on my calendar.
Yeah, that's what I that's what I thought.
The Gold Star Mothers Memorial is definitely moving there, though, right? They're all excited about that.
Gold Star Family Memorial, yes, they are all on board, fully on board, to get it out of that place that it's at now.
Yes. Where is it again? No, they just put it in such an odd spot.
It's the underpass, the Palo Verde underpass.
It's at Aviation Ritchie. Palo Verde is like the three streets that surround it, and it's at the bottom of the bridge. It's an industrial area. It was established as a park and ride facility that has been vacated, and if you don't know it's there, you don't know it's there. That's part of the problem.
Yeah. Hopefully this will give it more visibility there.
Yes.
Thank you guys for that.
Uh-huh.
Any questions or comments? All right, so item 12, election of officers. What was the update we needed on this?
So that one, Ann Hollis, is actually her appointment expired at the end of December. Mm-hmm. We haven't heard back from her, so I'm not sure if she's going to go for a reappointment. She is eligible, so mm-hmm. this is just to see if we want to leave the spot open, vote for somebody else. This is kind of whatever you – if somebody else wants to take it, we could vote on that. We can leave it vacant, whatever the commission would like to do.
Okay. Questions, comments? Do we have any volunteers? Right? Marcy? Do we have any volunteers? Bill, any volunteers? Lorraine, you had a comment?
Can you repeat the job description again?
Well, I do. Pardon me. I do. Is there any chance we can wait to see what Ann says, whether she wants to be reappointed, or do we have to do it tonight?
No, we don't have to do it tonight.
Okay. Perhaps we should reach out to her. I mean, I wouldn't want to make a decision without her being included.
Yeah. She hasn't replied yet, right?
No, we've messaged her in the end of December. We haven't heard anything back, but we can shoot another message to see if she is going to be interested in being reappointed.
Yeah. We'll shoot another one and see there, and hopefully we'll have something. And if not, start thinking about, you know, some ideas or for backup just in case.
So the consider it.
The job description would be that if the chair is out and the senior vice is out, the junior chair would run the meeting. It's about the extent of the duties.
If the other person chooses not to do that.
Okay. That's good to know. Thank you for possibly volunteering.
I don't plan on missing any meetings, if it was like going out and collecting things and stuff like that, I'm really good at that. But as far as what you guys do, you guys are awesome, man. I don't know if I can fill y'all's shoes or not. But yeah, I would.
Okay.
So if we could just do a motion that we're going to leave it vacant for right now.
Absolutely.
Well, and before we make the motion, I think it would be great if Ann Hollis, Marlon, do you know if Ann is still on the foundation, the cemetery foundation committee?
Looks like he's checking.
I could just say something too. She was a MOA chapter president, and she has been unreachable. So
okay. I hope everything's okay.
Yeah.
Hey, Terry, she's still on the foundation. They met last night.
Okay.
So there's probably updated numbers from the cemetery.
Yeah.
A little different from what you briefed.
Okay.
I'm also attending those meetings virtually and in person when I'm in town.
I was just thinking maybe Ann could represent the cemetery foundation.
Yeah.
Because as long as she's on the thing, so yeah.
Well, she could do that too.
Okay. So Terry Byron makes a motion that we wait to fulfill the junior vice chair position.
Marlon, 3 seconds.
All right, roll call.
William Burks?
Yes.
Terry Byron?
Yes.
Bruce Hayes?
Yes.
Rocio Kier?
Yes.
Marshall Woyer?
Yes.
Lorraine Obregón?
Yes.
Marlon Ruiz?
Yes.
Thank you. Tom Tunks?
Yes.
And Alan Young?
Yes.
Thank you. All right, passes 9-0. We're going to leave the spot vacant for now.
Okay. Thank you, guys.
Could I ask you guys to fix the spelling of my name?
Oh, yeah. Sorry about
that. It happens a lot. All right, so now item 13, the appointment of new member or potential member, Lieutenant Colonel Brenda Huey. I'm sure you guys got to review her bio already that was attached by our clerks. Any questions, comments, motions?
And she's present here. So if you had any questions, we could ask it. But this is Terry Byron. I make a motion that we accept the nomination for her appointment.
Marcia. Tom Tunks, I'll second it.
William Burks?
Here.
Terry Byron?
Yes.
John's not here. Bruce Hayes?
Yes.
Rocio Kier?
Yes.
Marshall Woheater?
Yes.
Lorraine Obregón?
Yes.
Marlon Ruiz?
Yes.
Tom Tunks?
Yes.
And Alan Young?
Yes.
And congratulations, passed 9-0.
Awesome.
So the next step then is for the council to review
it. Yes, we'll put her on March 3rd meeting, March 3rd. And that'll be the final approval by the mayor and council, and we'll get her loyalty oath done, and she'll be a full voting member after that.
So then we're welcome to attend the next meeting we have. We don't know that if we'll have everything said and done in time, but she's more than welcome to attend the next meeting.
You won't be able to vote on anything, but you can certainly attend like you are tonight. And then April, she would be official to be able to vote and everything.
Thank you for coming. I appreciate it. Glad to be here. All right. Item 14, for the good of the order, and we'll just go down roll call.
William Burks.
Hello.
Terry Byron.
I have a couple of things besides the night of wine, which is this Sunday at 4:30 at the Arizona Wine Collective, Safeville Plaza. The next event would be Vietnam Veterans Day, March 29th at Keno Veteran Memorial Park, 10 a.m. The Vietnam Veterans of America are having a remembrance ceremony for the 107th that were killed in action from Pima County. We're also hoping to do a memorial dedication at the park at that same time. So hope to see you all there. Again, if you want to come place a wreath, please reach out. And then we have on April 4th at 10 a.m. at Marana Regional Airport, it's the 26th anniversary memorial service for the 19 Marines that were lost when their Osprey, during the training accident and the Osprey crashed. So if you would like to come and participate in that, please reach out so that we can put you on the list to place a wreath there as well.
What date was that one?
April 4th.
10 a.m. also.
Yeah. And then I know Maria probably mentioned it, but Fisher House is celebrating their 10th anniversary and they're doing a car show resource fair at the Fisher House on March 6th.
That's right. Thanks for the reminder ahead of time. I try to go a month out, but yes, you're right. It's in March. Thank you for reminding them.
I have a question, Marsha. So the resource fair, is people bringing stuff and setting up the resource fair, or is it the Fisher House actually doing it? I mean, is it from the, coming straight from the Fisher House open to the public, or is the public doing a resource fair for the veterans and families at the Fisher House?
So what type of resources will be at the Fisher, I guess?
Yeah, the
event there.
Yeah, we'll have our various tables for like if you've been to an outreach event. So we'll have enrollment and eligibility. We'll have people representing women's health. So definitely we'll be highlighting our services. Yes, also it'll be resources for our veterans specifically or the caregivers. So
VA resources then.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
I'll check if any, that's where we're trying to get more community providers to show up. So I'll see if anyone else has signed up and I'll reach out to all of you or, to make sure that you're informed if there are other resources that are available during that time.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you. Yep. No problem.
Bruce Hayes?
Nothing to add. Thank you.
Lucille Carey?
Yes, I have a few things. So 18 February at 5 p.m. at Esperanza Escalante, the Holding the Hope Women's Group will be meeting for peer support there. Me and another Air Force vet will be running that. We just had our open house, and we're just starting out our sessions. So 18 February. And then the 25th of February is going to be our general group that's open to everyone. Same location, just the 25th of February, 5 p.m. again at Esperanza Escalante. I did hear through the grapevine that the Veterans Affairs is going to have a Southwest Women Vet Summit. Supposedly, it's supposed to cover Oklahoma, Texas, New Mexico, Arizona, those four states. Sometime coming up, they didn't really give an exact date. Right now, they have a survey out there. So women vets, you know, or those that you run across, have them fill it out. The survey, I don't know if it's just entrance, like, are you interested? How many people? And like how to, but I guess they want to first kick it off in San Antonio and then start rotating it, across those states, over the upcoming, I don't know what, when they're planning on or whatever. They just put it out there without a date or anything yet. So if y'all can spread the word for that. Last week, I actually stayed at we got one of the cabins up at Boulder Crest, so there are no cost. We had them come and speak probably a year and a half ago at one of our meetings. So, again, they're no cost, so they're R&R. They just released today, I think around noon, the new cabins. If you go on their Facebook page, Boulder Crest, Arizona, they have several locations. They're opening one up in Wyoming. They have Virginia in the Bluemont area. They have one in Texas or around the Dallas area. But if you put in Boulder Crest, Arizona, it's just right here in Sonoyta, hour and a half, not even probably an hour from here down south. It is absolutely beautiful. We stayed in a freaking 5,000 square foot ranch house, and it was amazing. We just disconnected. There's some horses there. There's wild turkeys that come onto the property and every evening, fishing, catch and release. And I joke, it's no cost as long as, you know, they have availability. But look at their Facebook page because they do have some last-minute cancellations. We had the whole week there. And I will tell you, all you have to bring is your clothing and food. Everything else is there, like crock pots, utensils, firewood for the fireplace. Like, I joke you not, it's all there. So absolutely beautiful. And then next, I wanted to see if, as a group, the Veteran Affairs Committee could send a nice little note just kind of a thinking of you note for Henry that used to be part of our group. I have heard that his health has been declining recently, which is why he left the group.
Yeah.
So I was wondering if we could, as a group, just send a note to him to say, we're thinking of you, we miss you on the group and stuff like that. Any thoughts against that or forward or whatever?
Maybe the chaplain could do that.
Yeah.
Bruce, could you do that? I've got his address.
I certainly can if you want me to put it together. Does everybody want to sign it, or how do you want to work that?
Well, yeah, that's a little hard since we don't get together very often.
We could start signing, maybe get a card and start signing it Sunday at our event.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and then just kind of pass it around. Does that sound good? Yeah. Awesome. Well, thank you guys for that, and that's all I have.
Marshall,
the only thing I have is I still, anybody that wants to bring donations for our, I help with the homeless veterans as well, but basically the needs are the same, clothing, warmer weather's coming, so spring to summer, clothing, shoes, socks, gently used items, hygiene, things like that. And I'm always glad to pick them up here. If y'all just round them up, or if you got a place where, you know, where I could pick them up at, I could do that as well. But other than that, I have nothing to say. Yep.
Lorraine Obregón.
Yes, I have nothing to add to for the good of the order, and I apologize for my dog in the background. She's just turned a year old and learned how to bark finally. So I apologize.
Marlon Ruiz?
Yes, MOWW is getting ready to get into full operational mode for the J. Rotzi ROTC at end of the academic year medal program support and events. I have one announcement on behalf of the VFW Post 12222 in Oto Valley. That's the event is the 35th commemoration ceremony for Desert Storm and Liberation of Kuwait. There'll be a ceremony locally on the 28th of February of this month up in Oto Valley. I will send a copy of the event flyer to Amari or to Denigen so they can share it with all of you in case you have any veterans that were activated for that Desert Shield or Desert Storm event. And that's all I have subject to question.
Tom Tunks?
Yes. First of all, I apologize for my tardiness. I had a longtime member of my detachment, Pearl Burke. She was, I think, 98. I want to say 98. She passed away today. And I have, don't get me started.
Yeah.
But, I've been dealing with that all day. Well, not all day, most of the day. But I was on the phone actually, and I think this is for the good of the league, but I was talking to a lady named Genevieve Diaz. She is running for Arizona State Representative alongside Sally Ann Gonzalez and Alma Hernandez. And I was explaining to her that I was late for this meeting, and I'm trying to see if she'll come on and be a guest. So hopefully that'll come soon. But excuse me. The Nighthawk 72, April 4th, like Terry said. If you all can come on out, it would be fantastic to see you all out there. I'll see you guys Sunday for the wine. But, Bill Burke was Pearl's husband. He was a United States Marine in the They were married, I think, since 1980. And, yeah, keep him in your thoughts. Pearl doesn't care anymore because she's gone, but Bill's going to have a hard time. And, yeah, I mean, everybody laughs. And I say this with tongue in cheek. Marlon knows, and Bruce as well. A lot of us veterans, when we talk about death or we talk about stuff that's stressful for us, we camouflage it with humor and sarcasm. But don't bend it. We know it's serious and it does reach into our heartstrings.
Was she registered with the Women's Memorial?
I'm not sure. She was a member of my detachment way before, obviously, 98. No, I'm just playing. She was a member of my detachment for a long time. I have known her since around 2014, 15, probably. Hell of a great lady. She was a very professional, very stoic lady. I'd try to break her stride with my dark humor, and I couldn't break through. She was always, she would just look at me and laugh. I think she'd been around long enough, I know, pun intended, that, she knew all the tricks, but, it's really, for lack of better words, it's devastating to my detachment to lose this lady. She's just been a centerpiece, if you would, for as long as I've been around. Nighthawk 72, she's just been a pillar in amongst us, and then she wasn't a veteran, but she was married to one, and she was my associate of the year a couple of years ago, and she was the Department of Arizona associate of the year, so she had a lot to do with veterans as well. She was an advocate for all that we do. So yeah, just keep Bill in your thoughts, keep Pearl in your thoughts. And yeah, that's all I have. Come on out to my Nighthawk 72, memorial. I look forward to seeing you all, and I look forward to seeing a lot of you, if not all of you, at the wine event on Sunday that Terry keeps advising me that I have to go to.
is there a little donation of flowers or a card or something we can send?
You know, not as of yet. I mean, Bill, and Stoic, I use that word freely. Terry sent me a message earlier that said Bill's from the Northeast and he's very stoic. And I love that word because he is very stoic and as we all should be. And I don't think he would appreciate flowers, to be honest. Blunt and honest, I think he would probably just throw them in the trash after a few days. The best thing that we can do is just keep him in our thoughts. If you knew him personally, you probably have his phone number. I'm not sure if anybody has, but if you need it, if you want to reach out to him, by all means, get a hold of Terry or me, and we'll give it to you. But other than that, I don't foresee us in this platform needing to send a card or flowers or anything like that. I think it would go to the wastebasket pretty quick. And not being mean, it's just that's the way things are. Excuse me. Yeah, just keep him in your thoughts. He's going to have a hard time. I worry that my past transgressions in the military might keep me away from seeing Pearl again because I have to chew her out. I haven't lost I haven't lost one of my members in 2 years as I've been the commandant, and she had literally about 9 more months, and I would be done and free and clear of this. And she, damn her, she died. So I've lost one on my watch, and it's really it's getting me, but so. Yeah. So keep them all in your thoughts, and that's pretty much all I have. Just, you know, like I said again, once again, I'll read it. Come out to the Nighthawk 72 memorial, and Yeah, I'll see you guys at the wine thing. God knows I'm going to need it.
Hey, Tom.
Thanks, Colin.
Yes, sir.
Yes, Marlon here. What's the time again for the ceremony for Nighthawk 72 Memorial?
I think we start about 10 o'clock. I would try, if I were everybody, I would try to get there around 9:30, 9:45. The parking's pretty, it's not limited, but it is, and this is for my older folks, and you could pass this on to your older folks. It's elongated. So there's not a lot of close parking. It's all elongated, and if you get there later, you have to park further away. And my biggest worry is I don't want people to have to walk, and it's all gravel. There's no sidewalks or anything like that. So if you want to get there, if you know anybody or have problems walking, get there a little bit earlier, just so you don't have to traverse that gravel parking area. And you have a chance to visit with people and stuff like that before we start off the ceremony. And we're usually a touch late. And I say that again with tongue in cheek, but it's good to be a touch late on those things. Memorials, in my opinion, should always be late starting because people need to talk and communicate before those things happen. But, I would try to get there around 9:30, between 9:30, 9:45. Just for the parking aspect of it and, yeah, the communication aspect of it. And hell, if you get there around the time Terry does, she'll put you to work. You know, she'll probably have you putting flowers somewhere or putting a wreath or lights or something. I mean, I try to get there as late as I can because otherwise I'm sweaty in my uniform, you know. But, 9:30, 9:45, Marlon, would be phenomenal. So.
All right. Thank you.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And that's all I have. Thank you very much. And I apologize for my tardiness. My plate was a little bit full, but I'm a big guy. I ate it all. I will. that's all I have. Thank you.
Thanks, Tom. Thank you.
Last. Alan Young.
So I just have one thing. Either make people aware of or remind them of changes in the Arizona legislature did regarding property tax exemptions for disabled veterans. They just went into effect the first of the year. 100% disabled veterans are supposed to be totally exempt from property taxes without any restriction to income. Less than 100%, there are income limitations. I applied as a 90% disabled veteran, single income, and I got approved. So let people know that Pima County, it has started accepting those applications. They're on board. They were hesitant. I actually went before the Board of Supervisors and brought it to their attention at one of their meetings, and a week later, mine was approved. So squeaky wheel.
We looked into it, and I know for us that there was an income restriction when my husband looked, and we're both 100%. So,
right.
Fortunately. But the way they worded it, like the title and the announcement, it made it seem like, oh, 100%, you know, whatever, but there is an income restriction.
No. Okay, well.
We reached, my husband called to the city, and they're like, oh, sorry, it's in there. It's the way they worded the title, but when you read into the words, it is.
Yeah, there's still confusion over it. So, you know, I tell people that if you don't apply, you're not going to get it. So, you know, apply for it and have them turn you down. And if there's clarification on the language, and you can always go back and appeal it. So inundate them.
Hey, Al Marlin here. Is there a specific POC or point of contact for the application process?
Yes, it's the Pima County Assessor's Office, and they're at 240 North Stone. It's not in the downtown, you know, the main, like where the Board of Supervisors and everybody is. It's actually just on south of Tool. So Stone and Tool, it's right in that block right there.
Floyd, can I have your hand up?
Yes, Flora Celestine. I just wanted to see if Terry, if you're able to forward that email that I forward at the Marine Corps League meeting.
Yes, sir. I was just making a note to do that.
Okay. Thank you.
Thanks, Al.
Lorraine?
Yes. Thank you, Chair. Lorraine Obregon, Gold Star Mother VAC Secretary. I'm wondering if we can table a conversation with Pima County. I know that they've already passed the, I guess I want to say the rules that are attached to this tax exempt for our 100% disabled veterans, or there's a percentage rating on that, that perhaps we can exclude the language of limiting these veterans by income, because, you know, they may reach all the other points but maybe be excluded because of income. If that's the case, I mean, it's a great start. I really am grateful and thankful that they finally initiated this. This is something that I had spoken about from the very onset of coming on board. It was something that my son would tell me that he had these great plans he wanted to do for the veterans. And unfortunately, his life was cut short. We don't know what, I mean, if we don't talk about this and try to get this where perhaps the city might consider, you never know, might consider this being more of 100%. So kind of a revision of the, standard operating procedures for this particular, property tax exempt. It's just something that maybe we can table and talk about and see if it's something that we can present perhaps, or maybe invite some of them to our, or somebody from the committee to our meeting, so that we can bring the significance of the importance of this particular revision of this tax exempt. And that's all.
That's a good point, Lorraine. I wonder, you know, us as the Veteran Affairs Committee sending up something for a status, like get some clarification. Can we do that, clerks? You know, send up something, just getting clarification. There's obviously some miscommunication on the eligibility and everything too. So can we get something from the mayor?
I'll get back to you on that one. I'll shoot you a message to let you know if that's something I can do.
Excuse me, Tom Tunks. I'm looking at an email right now because I also put in for that tax exemption. The POA, the point of contact, that I got was, a lady named Paola, P-A-O-L-A. Rodriguez Gonzalez, and her phone number is 520-724-7500. That was if I had any questions or need assistance with the application process. So I don't know if we can pass that message on. That was through the Pima County Assessor's Office. excuse me. What I needed, and this is the documents that she sent that I needed, was I need an affidavit for property tax exemption, a request for redemption waiver, a copy of an Arizona identification card or driver's license, income tax return for all household members, a VA summary letter that includes a character of service, a disability rating, effective date of service, and a connected disability. That's just what I'm reading on my email that I got from her. But I spoke to somebody on the phone from the assessor's office, and Alan was correct. We are all eligible for it. But the way I was explained to me was if you're 60%, you get 60% off your taxes. If you're 40%, you get 40% off your taxes. If you're 100%, you get 100% off your taxes. But there was a monetary exemption. If you make, I think, I want to say, and this is just verbatim, I want to say it's over $60,000 or $70,000, $72,000 or $74,000, in the household, that includes everybody, then you are not eligible for the tax exemption. Because my nephew is 100 permanent in total, but he makes more than what the
yeah.
exemption requires, and he was not allowed to claim any exemptions. So it's something that should be talked about, like Lorraine brought up. You could have no legs and one arm and still be able to do the computer and make $100,000 a year and you're not exempt, I think that's a little bogus. So I agree with Lorraine. I think we should, if we can, if there's something we can do through the Marin Council and through the lady that I'm talking to with the state Senate, I think that's a great idea to try to propose something. I hope that helps.
Hey, Tom, what was the last four for the 724 number you gave?
Oh, hang on 1 second, Marlon. Got to reopen my phone. 724, it was 7500, 7500. And her name was Paola. I apologize if I'm not doing that. It's Paola Rodriguez Gonzalez. And she's with the Pima County Assessor's Office.
Thank you.
You bet.
Anything else, sir? Okay. So item 15. Do we have any future agenda items? Okay. So the only comment I will say is to just separate what were those two items. Oh, my gosh. The Veterans Day and then the memorials, just to make those two items there. Anything else? Okay. So now, Bruce, if you can lead us in a benediction, please.
Father, we come to you with humble hearts, and we know for sure that you have welcomed this sister in arms into your presence. We ask you that the people that are grieving her loss, that you touch them with a peace that surpasses all understanding. We ask you to protect and provide for those that are still standing in the gap in other countries in our armed forces. And we ask you to provide and protect for each of us until we meet again. We pray this in your name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, everyone. And it's 7:07. This concludes our meeting. See you next meeting, March 11th. And it'll be hybrid.
Good night, everyone.
Good night.
Thank you all. Thank you for your service. And God bless you all. Be safe.
Hopefully I'll see some of you on Sunday.
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, it's April. I'm missing you.